92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, trying to make it a little lively on hump day as we have a little uptown funk from Bruno Mars. Now, why would I pick an uptown song? Well, a lot of times we have guests from downtown, but I'm thinking this is kind of uptown. My guests this morning for this half hour are friends from Pensacola State College up there at uptown Pensacola, wouldn't you say? A little bit?
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. My name is Meg. This is Pep Talk. We're going to be talking with our friends from Student Engagement and Leadership Department today. So if you do have a question about that, you can always text it in or comment at 850-437-1620. My guests this morning, I have Chandler White here, who is the coordinator of student engagement and leadership, and Dr. Lindsay Listow, who is the dean of students and equal opportunity compliance. Is that right?
Yes.
Did I get the whole title?
You did. You got the whole thing.
Okay. Good deal. Welcome to this show, and it's their first time on the radio. So,
yeah. Yay! So excited to be here.
I know. I'm excited to have you. So let's talk a bit first of all about Pensacola State College. There actually might be someone listening who's new to the area or not familiar with the school. Can you talk a bit about just the origins, the histories, where you're located, just kind of the Pensacola State College 101?
Absolutely. So the college, we have locations across both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. So we have campuses in Pensacola, in Warrington, and over in Milton. And then we've got centers in Century. So
well, that'd
up
be
north.
Uptown.
Yep. And then also we've got our South Santa Rosa Center. And then our newest facilities, we have our truck driving facility over in Santa Rosa County.
That's right. I read about that.
And then we also just opened aviation mechanics at the airport.
Wow.
So we are growing and expanding, and we have everything from technical certificates to associate's degrees to bachelor's degrees. And if you're a community member who's looking just to get some skills, some experiences, we also have non-credit classes, continuing education. We have workforce and professional development. If you've got kids in the summertime, we've got kids college, so summer camps for kids. If you want to do recreation, we've got pools for community members,
I've taken advantage of the pool, by the way. I love the swimming classes
absolutely.
And the aerobic swimming and all that. So, yeah.
So we're an institution for the community. So we've got a little bit for everyone. Same with student engagement, something for all of our students,
mm-hmm.
too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that with the student engagement. Can you kind of give us an overview of your department and what you all do? I mean, obviously, the engagement is I'm going to class. That's the starting point, right? That's
right.
The low bar. But there's just so much more that they can get involved with and do, right?
Yes. So at Pensacola State College, we're dedicated to helping students gain leadership skills. We're dedicated to helping them find places that they fit in and they feel welcomed, which a great way to do that, if you're listening, would be to attend our club fair coming up next week.
Oh, so a club fair? What is that?
Yes, so we're going to have a club fair. It's going to begin at noon in the Student Center, but we have 32 organizations on campus.
Wow, so this will be at the Pensacola campus?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And so tell me more about it.
Yes, so it's a great way for students to come in and find a place where they either want to join or fit in to get involved on campus, because if they're involved, they're more likely to be successful.
Sure. And making friends and finding out what you have in common with other people.
Yes.
And then maybe meeting people you might not normally meet in your day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the 32? What are some of the clubs?
Yes, so like our main
That's
ones,
a lot of clubs.
One that I like to advertise mostly is SGA. However, we also have PTK, Robinson's Honor Society. We have.
So you said SGA, is that student government?
Yes, ma'am.
So you have to do the acronyms because we have.
Yes.
Well, it makes me laugh because I have plumbers and I have construction people, and they all have acronyms.
Yes.
And so when you
do.
Say SGA, that could be some, who knows? So
yes.
Student Government Association.
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
Right?
Student Government Association. PTK, which is Pi Theta Kappa.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's also a leadership organization where
it's
students
a fraternity
can join.
Mm-hmm. Of leadership, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you get into that?
So you have to be chosen. It's GPA based. Mm-hmm. And then the advisors reach out to the students directly to get them paired up.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
What are some of the other ones that are going to be there?
Other ones that are going to be there, we have one that highlights our veteran students. Veteran Student Association, they're very big on campus. It's a way for those students who are veterans to connect with each other and gain skills as far as how to move through college.
Well, sure, and
after
a lot of folks go right out of high school into the military, and then now mm-hmm. transitioning back. And we certainly have a lot of folks in this area, of course.
Yes,
and that might even want to have supplemental skills in addition to what they're doing currently in the mm-hmm. military. So that's great.
One of the really nice things too is if you come to the club fair and you see our awesome clubs, we've got things that are connected to some of our academic programs, nursing clubs, dental hygiene clubs. We've got a Creative Collective, which is students that really love art and visual arts. But
do
if you
theater
come,
theater club,
yep,
because I've come see your. I'm
yeah,
a big theater
absolutely.
Person, so I come see y'all's productions
yeah,
all the time.
They're amazing,
and they're
too.
Great.
But if you come and there's not a club, you don't find a club that you want to join right away. We have a way for students to actually start new clubs, and so if a student has an idea and they say, hey, I don't see what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually then work with that student to start a new club. And so that's another great thing, that if a student wants to kind of create something new and find their place, we have that option too.
Oh, I
and
love
so
that.
We'll work with them to start a new club and help them get an advisor and get off the ground. So it really is a place where students can find something for themselves, or we'll work with them to create that new experience and new place and get them connected on campus.
Excellent. So when is the club fair again?
It is going to be this upcoming Wednesday.
So that would be the 22nd?
Yes.
Because today's the 21st.
Yes.
Today's the 14th, so next Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the 21st. Okay. Mm-hmm. So someone just texted in on our text line, 850-437-1620. We're talking to our friends with the Department of Student Engagement and Leadership at Pensacola State College. Here's a question that's a pretty good one. What about an alumni club?
We do have an alumni association.
Aha, so let's talk about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we have an alumni association. So anyone who is connected with Pensacola State and has gone to Pensacola State can join our alumni association. We would be more than happy to get information to them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a executive director of alumni and athletics,
Haley,
okay. Mm-hmm. who would get them connected. And actually, one of the things we were going to talk to you about today is our homecoming that's coming up next month.
Let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
Homecoming is so much fun.
Oh, homecoming is fantastic. But the Alumni Association is actually doing a big tailgate with our department for homecoming.
Ah.
So that would be an amazing event for any alumni to come to.
Right.
So homecoming is happening the week of February
16th through the 22nd, I believe.
It's a long weekend, like of the whole week.
It's the whole week. It kicks off on Monday the 16th. And mm-hmm. we'll run through Friday the 20th.
Fun.
And so the big alumni tailgate is going to be on Wednesday, February 18th, before our basketball games.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So the basketball games, I think the women's game kicks off at 5 p.m., so the tailgate would be before that. So
okay.
any alumni are welcome to come to that tailgate and then stay for the games.
How fun.
We've got our women's game and our men's game that night. And mm-hmm. in between the two games, we're going to be crowning our homecoming king and our queen and presenting
goodness.
Our court. So there's going to be all kinds of fun and excitement happening that night. But the whole week, we're going to have different events happening for students. And any alumni would be more than welcome to join us for those events. But the Alumni Association regularly sends out updates about what's happening on campus. Mm-hmm. They, I think, have regular socials too, because once you're a PSC Pirate, we want you to stay connected with us.
Well, what a great network here in Pensacola.
Absolutely.
How long has Pensacola State? Was it previously Pensacola Junior College?
76 years now?
So there's a lot of alumni in this area that you might want to get connected to, for sure. Yeah. Well, that sounds like a blast. And how could I find out if I wanted to know the calendar events or what's happening at the college? Where do I go to get the information about the club fair, about homecoming?
Yeah, so everything is on the Pensacola State website. That is the best place to go for all our updates. There's a calendar on the website. The other really good place to go if you are not following our social media, so our Facebook, our Instagram, TikTok, we have all of the social medias. Whatever one is your preference, find Pensacola State College on there. Mm-hmm. And they are always updating what's happening, what we're doing, highlighting our students. So definitely connect with us there and you'll be able to see the events. But we do have a calendar that's updated regularly on the website too.
Gotcha. Okay, one of our listeners sent in a text, and talking with a high school junior, what do you tell them is the best part of being a PSC student?
I think the best part about being a Pensacola State College student would be the small classroom sizes.
Yes,
that is good. So you're not just a number. You're going to go in. You're going to feel welcomed. Also, it's a very easy place to get involved with other students. We have many programs that help our students succeed, as well as scholarship opportunities. Pretty much anything that student would need, we can ensure that we could help them coming through the door to be successful.
Okay, so maybe talk a little bit about that, the resources that you have to help students get involved, and also if they want to get on that leadership track.
Yeah. So I think something that has been really nice this year is, so student engagement, we combined offices with our Pirates Care office.
Oh, so what is that? Because I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay. So student engagement, obviously we do the activities, we plan events for students, we do the leadership development, but our Pirates Care team offers some support outside of the classroom for our students.
Oh.
So that's where we have things like mental health counseling, we have our food pantries, our clothing
that's
closet.
That's really great.
We have case managers who are able to connect students to local community resources. We have family-friendly study spaces. We have loaner laptops. So we have this space now where students can come and they can get involved in our clubs and our organizations. They can be part of our events. They can utilize on the Pensacola campus our game room space. But then they also have this easy connection to staff who are kind of resources and guides for them through the college process. And we talk about Pensacola State being this place where there's this culture of care.
Mm.
So our faculty care about their students. That small classroom size that Chandler talked about, that's a big difference. Your faculty are going to know who you are. And then we have advisors who are assigned to you. So they get to know who you are and work with you on your schedule and what your degree path looks like. And then we have offices like Pirates Care who then can support you outside of the classroom to make sure your needs are being met. So it's this whole kind of journey mm-hmm. of making sure that you're being taken care of and that we're getting you to your degree end to then help you get jobs and be successful back in your community. So that's one of my favorite things because we do have all of these supports and resources in place that we pair with the engagement and the fun things and the activities that we do.
Okay, I love that. And I heard a wonderful story about PSC, about a student that had gone through all the courses, gotten the degree, and was now interviewing, but really didn't have the right clothing. And so my understanding was that they actually sat down and got them the right clothing so they could get that step up into the interview process. I thought that was a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Really great. Okay, got a question, and I love this one. I'm 73 years of age, recently retired, and interested in looking at some classes. Would I be PSC's oldest student? LOL.
Absolutely not. I think we had a graduate a few years ago that was in their late 80s. And
really?
They actually were at graduation and walked across the stage. And I want to say at that graduation, this was several years ago, their granddaughter also graduated the same year.
Wow,
and
I
one
love
of the
that.
If you've never been to a PSC graduation, One of the wonderful things that will sometimes happen is when family members graduate together, mm-hmm. they get to walk across the stage at the same time. And it is this like wonderful, like heart-filling moment.
Yeah.
But absolutely not. We have students, again, we've got in the summertime, kids as young as 6. And then we have folks well into their 80s, some in their 90s that are in the okay. pool, using the pool. So absolutely, if you're thinking about coming back to school, there is a place for you, there are classes for you, mm-hmm. and we will support you just like we do any other student.
And can you help someone, let's say, that maybe is older but never did get their GED or never did get that start that they wanted? Then they went right into the workforce and maybe they're a skilled technician at something, but they want to go back now and dabble in some education in some other areas now, and they have the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, if you're kind of starting out, you've been in the workforce and you want to come back now and get your associate's degree or maybe a different technical certificate, or mm-hmm. maybe you got an associate's and now you want to work on a bachelor's degree, we will absolutely work with you. So starting with our admissions office, we have amazing staff there that would walk you through what that process looks like, helping you make sure you've got the documents you need to get admitted and come on in. And then again, we talked about the advisors. You'll then
right.
get an advisor.
So your advisor would kind of could give you a track or like, here's our plan for the next year. Here are the classes you needed to get here. So you have sort of a goal that they
absolutely.
Can help you with. Because if I'm new and I haven't done it before, I'd have no idea even where to start.
Yeah. And the nice thing is, because we're a community college, you are not going to be the only person that's returning to school.
Right.
So it's not like you're coming in and you're surrounded just by, say, 18 to 22-year-olds.
A big university, everybody there is a freshman.
You have a lot of people. You have that age group, right, that's mm-hmm. coming right out of high school, but you have a lot of people who are returning from the workforce, or you might have mothers who stayed at home with their kids that are now coming back to get degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Chandler talked about, we have a huge veteran population that we have great support resources for who are transitioning out of the military. And so those students are older and coming back into the classroom. So that's the really nice thing, is we have this really wide variety of students. So it is a great place to connect, to learn, and to know that you're going to have support no matter who you are and where you're coming from.
That's so great, because that makes a huge difference.
It does.
And the fact that you have the campus there, talk a bit about funding and the resources that might be available to somebody that's on both ends of the spectrum, someone starting out or someone wanting to take classes. Are there opportunities for a little bit of financial aid?
Yeah, so we definitely recommend that all of our students complete what's called the FAFSA. So that is kind of the Federal Financial Aid.
Another acronym.
Yeah.
You don't have to to give it to them, but I get the idea.
So there is an application that you can fill out that kind of helps figure out what you might qualify for in terms of some grants and some loans. We, of course, pride ourselves on the fact that the majority of our students don't have to take out loans because we are a low-cost institution in terms of our tuition and our fees. We also have a ton of scholarships available at PSC. I was at an event with the foundation yesterday, and they said that our foundation manages over 300 different scholarships.
Wow.
And so there is funding for so many students.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so students can also apply for scholarships every semester. And so we do our best to, if a student needs help, we find a way to get them help so that there's not a barrier to them coming back and getting education.
See, and I think that's so important. How do we eliminate the barriers?
Yeah.
The fear that, well, I don't have this, or don't rule yourself out before you get started.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead and come in and talk to somebody. At least find out. Get the information and then make the decision whether you want to. Because you can get the information and not make a decision yet.
Right.
Right? So you could come in. So how would I do that? If I'm listening right now and I want to get into, who do I get in touch with?
Yeah. So I think the best place to start would probably be with our admissions department on any of our campuses. There's somebody that you can talk to. So if you're closest to Milton, head over to building 4200 on the Milton campus. If you're closest to Warrington, building 3600 is our student services office over there. Pensacola, Building 2 is the best office to start with. We've got admissions and financial aid right there. And then Century and South Santa Rosa, their main offices can help you. So there is somebody on all of our campus locations and our centers that if you walk in, will help you. And the other good thing, too, is if you walk into the wrong building, there will be somebody there that will get you to the right building.
They won't send you home.
No, we will not. Just let us know what you need. Chandler and I both have walked people over. Where our game room, which our game room is fantastic. We love it. Our students love it. But where our game room is used to be our advising office.
Oh,
and
funny.
So we have a lot of students who, you know, they take classes for a couple semesters and then life happens.
Right.
And so they have to go back to work or they're taking care of family. And then they come back maybe several semesters later, which some of your listeners may be like,
they're
laughing. You know, I took classes years ago and maybe I want to take a class now. But they come into our building and they look in this room and they go, where are the advisors? Why is there a pool table now?
It's just a game now.
Right. So we have plenty of folks that end up down in our office that we then have to walk to where the new space is for advising.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we'll get you there.
Well, we have just a few minutes left, and we're talking with our the Department of Student Engagement and Leadership. So if someone's listening or someone's a student, and if I'm shy, I see the cool kids or I think they're the cool kid, how do I get involved? How do I get involved? How do I overcome my shyness?
Yes. So a great way to get involved and get connected with someone would be to come by the student engagement office. We have a list of clubs that may be active. We have our events printed out for the year that we could give to you. We have different avenues as far as like, okay, you don't want to be in a club, but you may want to just connect with some students. We have some students that solely hang out in the game room, and they've kind of started their own thing with the gaming system,
the game club,
or the pool table, and things such as that.
Okay, and so if I'm kind of shy or nervous, then I could actually come and talk to you, because I wasn't aware there was a student engagement department. I think that's wonderful, and you give them a chance to get involved. What about volunteering? Like with homecoming coming up, I think they already got the group that's doing that. But is that true, or is there still room for me to get involved if I wanted to?
Oh, no. We would love to have more volunteers. That's actually something that we're striving to have this upcoming year. Any volunteer opportunities, any students wanting to volunteer, such as like maybe helping with events or maybe just going out in the community and volunteering somewhere, we can help place those students in those different types of roles.
Oh, that sounds great, because I know you do a lot of things in the community as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have about a minute or so left. Anything we haven't mentioned that you want to make sure people know about? We've got the club fair next week for the students and those maybe even just interested. It's open to the public, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So anybody could
yeah,
come
our,
out.
Our campus is a public institution.
Okay.
So yeah, anybody can stop by and see what we're doing. We're in welcome week right now, so classes just started back up. So
is this the official spring semester?
It is. So we've got events going on, and there's always something happening. So there's always something going on, whether we're hosting something or there's a play going on, or we always have something in our art gallery, the pools, the rec centers.
Beautiful art gallery.
Yeah, the planetarium. So again, like we said earlier, there is something for everyone, and we're here to help students get connected and get involved.
It's very exciting, and then lots of improvements all the time. New buildings being added.
Absolutely.
I've been noticing there's the construction now on the track, I believe, out there. Is that the soccer field?
The soccer field, yeah. There's going to be a new soccer field opening, I think, in the fall. So that will be an amazing new addition.
It looks amazing.
Well. Yeah.
And we have all the Pirate sports. I'm
yes.
a big sports fan,
yes.
so
yes.
I love
yeah,
all
we're
that.
In, we're in basketball season, and then baseball and softball should be starting up pretty soon.
And all those games are open to the public,
they
too,
are.
Right?
Yeah.
So anybody could come out, bring your friends,
absolutely.
And enjoy being a pirate.
Yes, yes.
That sounds great. Okay, well, if you could give me that information again on how folks could reach out to you, whether there's somebody that wants to come back to school, start school, or a student that's looking to get involved, or maybe someone that wants to volunteer. Give me all the different places or ways that they could get in touch with you.
So the easiest thing to do is probably to just email student engagement. So it's studentengagement@pensacolastate.edu.
student engagement at pensacolastate.edu.
Yes.
And then if I wanted a calendar events, where do I go for that?
Pensacolastate.edu, our website.
And click on calendar events?
Yes.
I'm so smart that way.
Can you tell
that I'm edumacated? I want to thank our guests this morning. We had Dr. Lindsay Listow. She's the Dean of Students and Equal Opportunity Compliance, and Chandler White, who was here. Chandler's our coordinator of student engagement and leadership. Congratulations on what you do for these students. It's really special. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you so much. Pensacola State College Pirates, here we go. Make sure you attend homecoming if you're an alum. There's no excuses. Thanks, you guys. This is Pep Talk.